Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. Today is another episode where we feature my Friday favorites. And I've been getting a great response. It seems like people like hearing what I'm loving these days, and it's a good way for people to hear them. And so if they don't have time to go over to the website, plug extraordinarymomspodcast.com, then they can hear it and say, does this pique my interest? Maybe I want to click on that link. And then they know they should go over and spend their precious time over at the website. But maybe it's, you know, good enough to just hear it. So today's things aren't specifically like you have to go click on a link, but there is a recipe. So I guess there is something where you want to click on a link. Anyways, I hope you're all doing great. I am just enjoying recording these podcasts so much. I was talking to my friend Lindsay yesterday. She's going to be on an episode coming up in the next few weeks about living internationally. It's a fascinating conversation, and it's going to make you want to live abroad, literally. It's amazing. But she was like, it is so fun that you get to talk to all your friends or new people and just chat with them about motherhood. She's said like that would be such a fun thing. And she's so right. I mean, the technology aspect of this is challenging. I'm not going to lie. I'm not the best at it. And it's taken me a while to get things, you know, to a point where I can do things more quickly and with a little bit more ease, but I am learning. So that's great. But I mean, the actual interview process is so fun. It is so fun. It's so rewarding. And I learn so much from every single guest. So I hope that by sharing these conversations with you, you're getting the same value out of it that I am and the same takeaways. I've had a lot of great new reviews posted on iTunes. So thank you. If you've gone to iTunes, if you've subscribed to the podcast, you never miss an episode. That's awesome. I wanted to read a couple reviews that I'm just really thankful for. Jackson Dewey. The title is Inspiring and Uplifting. They say, I have listened to every episode and I love the positive, inspiring, and uplifting Extraordinary Moms podcast. Jessica asks the questions I want to know from these moms. I love when I get notifications of a new episode. I can't wait to hear the next Extraordinary Mom. Thank you so much for that review. I feel the same exact way that I am just the middleman that gets to ask the questions that a lot of moms really want to know. If you know that a mom is struggling with their child in a certain area, or, oh, that mom has an interesting story, you know, with infertility, I really wish I knew this answer. I want to be that middleman who can ask the questions that you would really want to know. That's how I come up with the questions I want to ask in the first place. What would I want to know, or what would my friends want to know of this person? Let's see. There's another great review. Thank you to Elisel. Maybe Elisel? Don't know. I love her title. No brainer. I have seriously typed in mom podcast 400 times and have tried many of them without any interest in them. Then, of course, I hear about this from the Allison Show. Thanks, Allison. And from her Instagram. And immediately listened. Good thing. I'm already a fan of the podcast. Such a great way to use your brain while doing mindless tasks like cleaning or cooking. Or driving. That's not exactly mindless. You should focus on your driving. But also listen to the podcast. That was my 2 cents. Anyways, a must listen. Most topics are those I find I would read on a blog post, and I can't stop reading, so this podcast is amazing. Can't wait for more. Keep up the good work, Mama Jessica. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it's a great way to pass the time on those tasks that are not totally enjoyable or you don't totally need to focus on them, like cleaning or working out, and it makes the time definitely go faster when you have kind of an engaging conversation going on in the background. That's why I love podcasts. So if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. You can also listen on Stitcher. You can also go over to my website, extraordinarymomspodcast.com. You can listen straight from there, and you can always get more information on the episode guests and the Friday favorites over there. So those are just some great resources for you. As always, you can also follow me on Instagram. My handle is @JessicaDahlquist3, and It's a good way for us to kind of build connection to each other. You can see pictures of my family as well as get information about the episodes and the guests on there. So thanks for doing that. All right, on to my Friday favorites. What am I loving this week? Well, when people ask, how do you have time to make a podcast? I say, literally, I replaced the time that I was watching excessive amounts of Netflix with putting together a productive podcast. So the time is literally just swapped out. But don't get me wrong, I still am making time for some Netflix and for some downtime. So unfortunately, I feel like I've watched a lot of the shows that are the most popular, and I've actually rewatched some of them that I've really enjoyed. Friday Night Lights, Grey's Anatomy, Parenthood. But I just stumbled upon a new one, which I'm sure aren't new to some of you. It's New Girl with Zooey Deschanel. And I wasn't really sure what the show was about at first, and it is literally hilarious. Now, I will give a disclaimer that it is kind of racy at times, but still, more often than not, it is just so funny. She has a hilarious character. I did not know she was that great of an actress. I don't know. I knew her from Elf and stuff, and I loved her from that, but she is such a cute, funny, spunky character. She lives with three male roommates who all are stereotypical of something in some way. And it is just so fun. And I've gotten my husband to listen, I'm thinking about podcasts, watch a few episodes with me, and he's even laughed out loud with me. It's just fun. So New Girl, I would definitely recommend that as something to check out on Netflix. The next thing is a recipe. So you are going to want to go to my website for this recipe. I will link to it. It is an orzo broccoli side dish. This is so good. I have made it twice this week, two times in 1 week, because I love it. And my kids love it, and my husband loves it, and it gets them to eat broccoli. So bingo. I mean, it's not like the absolute healthiest side dish on the planet, but it's not terrible. So orzo is great. If you don't know what orzo is, it's the pasta that looks like rice. And I like it because you cook it in chicken broth / water. So it kind of like pumps up the volume on the flavor a little bit. It's super easy. All you need is orzo, chicken broth, water, and then you make this kind of like cheese sauce that coats it, but it's not like a thick cheese sauce. And that's made with broth, milk, and shredded cheese. And so that gets kind of like melty, and you add a little flour to thicken it. And then you coat the pasta once it's cooked through with that cheese sauce, and then throw in some chopped up broccoli. And I use frozen broccoli that I've thawed a little bit. It is so good. We've had it with baked chicken, grilled steak. It is just the perfect pairing to any just like basic meat. And I think it's so delicious. And you could even like put some shredded rotisserie chicken in there. Oh, and as a side note to last week's Friday favorites, when I talked about cutting up the raw chicken, I hope you weren't too grossed out. I also bought two rotisserie chickens this week and shredded that up and put those in freezer bags. And so now I have rotisserie chicken for on the go. Yay! I love that with a chicken cordon bleu casserole. I love that with homemade chicken pot pie. I have a great chicken tortilla soup recipe. That'll be next week. I'll link to it next week. But I love having frozen rotisserie chicken shredded already, because I don't like that process either. It grosses me out. But doing it all at once, bingo. Love it. What was I even talking about? Oh, the orzo. You could throw in some rotisserie chicken and just kind of mix that up in there too. So go to my website for that recipe link. It is so delicious. You will not regret it. And then, what was my third thing? Oh, I love, love, love getting some new followers on Instagram because I'm finding out about so many amazing moms out there. One of my new listeners is Tawny from Today is a Miracle. You can find her at on Instagram at Today is a Miracle. They make these t-shirts that are really, really cute. There's silkscreen that say Today's a Miracle. They also have one that I bought, and you probably saw that on Instagram this week, that says Don't Waste Your Motherhood. Hello, Extraordinary Moms Podcast. That is the perfect mantra. Don't waste your motherhood. I love that. Today is a gift. Today can be joyful. And don't miss those moments with your kids because you're too caught up in your to-do list. Don't waste your motherhood. I love that. It's a really cute fit. Her store is so awesome because she has a disease called cystinosis and received a life-saving kidney transplant 20 years ago. And that's why she founded the store, was to fundraise for that disease, which is very, very rare and is just so sad as I'm learning more about it. So love supporting people who are doing such great things, especially moms. And Tawny is so sweet that she agreed to give 20% off to our podcast listeners if you just share the podcast with a friend and then go to her store, order, put everything in the shopping cart, and then type in the code MOMCAST, M-O-M-C-A-S-T, and you get 20% off your order. Win-win. More people find out about the podcast, and you get some great shirts. I love that. Thanks, Tawny, at Today is a Miracle. Okay, something else I'm going to try with the Extraordinary Moms podcast is on Mondays, I'm not going to do another whole episode, but I am on Instagram going to do a Mom Talk Monday, and I'm going to pose a question. Last week, I posted, or this week, yeah, this week, Monday, I posted a question about my son not sleeping. He's 6 months old. He wakes up probably six times a night, and he eats for a few minutes. I'm nursing him. He eats for a few minutes, and then he goes right back to sleep. He's not legitimately hungry, but it's habitual, and I'm feeding the habit. I admit, it's terrible. I hear him cry, I go get him, but it's a vicious cycle. And so when I let him cry, he just cries and cries and cries and cries. And I know a lot of people are for the cry it out method. For my kids, it just hasn't been that successful. Like, they will just cry eternally until I get them. So anyways, I posed that question on Monday, what should I do? What are your tips? And I had a lot of great feedback. So I thought, what if I pose a question, maybe a question that I have or a question that one of my listeners has every Monday, and then we can get that conversation going and really support one another. So follow my Instagram at JessicaDahlquist3, and there on Mondays I'll post a little video with a question, and then you guys can comment and have an interaction back and forth kindly, and really encourage each other with your tips and tricks, because we are all in this together and we all have a lot of the same issues that keep us up at night, literally. So yeah, let's do that. Mom Talk Monday. It's happening. I already have a question for you for next Monday. So look forward to that. But then also, if you have any questions yourself that you want me to cover, feel free to email me, Jessica@extraordinarymomspodcast.com, or you can just leave me a message on Instagram and I will add that to my list of questions that I want to pose to our awesome community. Also, next week on Friday Favorites, I'm really excited. Okay, my son Parker is almost 6 years old and my kids have been really tolerant / supportive / excited for me in the podcast, and they know I've been recording with a lot of my friends, and they hear me, you know, editing and doing the music and stuff. And so Parker's so cute. He doesn't call it a podcast. He calls it a broadcast. And he notices when I listen to podcasts in the car, he's like, why do you listen to these? And I tell them that it's teaching me something or making me laugh or, you know, things like that. And so one time I was playing my podcast in the car and he's like, is this you? You're one of these broadcasters? You're on the radio? I'm like, yeah, Parker, I am. So now he thinks I'm way cooler than I am. But he's like, well, I want to be on your broadcast. He calls it a broadcast. Is that the cutest? So I'm like, okay, Parker, you can be on my broadcast. Maybe you can ask me questions or something, or I can ask you questions. And He's like, yeah, let's do that. And so next week, next Friday, on the Friday Favorites episode, I am going to have a co-host with Parker Dahlquist. So get excited for that. Oh, he's going to love it. It's going to be so fun. So, So back to the sleeping thing. Just a little update. The day after I had the horrible night where I posed the question, I decided, okay, enough is enough. I'm going to let him cry. But the problem is his bedroom is really close to mine. And so I hear him crying. So even if I don't get him, I'm still awake listening to him cry. It's terrible. I'm sure many of you have that issue. But I kind of just like willed myself not to hear him cry. And so what I did is I put him to bed at about 7 o'clock, which I know some of you will argue with because you think I should put him to bed later if I want him to sleep later. But this is what works for us with our scheduling. And so he started crying about 11. So I fed him because I felt like that was a reasonable amount of time. And then that would help him get through the night. And then I heard him start crying about 1 and I didn't get him. Ha, I didn't. And I heard him, but I fell back asleep. So then about 2:30, I woke up and he was crying. I don't know if he was crying the whole time. He could have been crying and that makes me really sad. But at 2:30, I felt like, okay, I can go get him. I'm going to feed him. And then I fed him. He went back to bed. And then I don't know. And then he went back to sleep. I don't know if he was crying between then and when I heard him again at 6 o'clock. But regardless, I got a good chunk of sleep. He maybe did, maybe not. I don't know. But I heard him crying like a reasonable level of cry at 6 a.m. I thought, okay, that'll do. And so then I fed him again at 6 and then he was up for the day. And that works for me. I can do that. I can get up, you know, at 11 because I go to bed kind of early. So I was already asleep, but I woke up to him at 11. I fed him at 2:30 and then I got up with him at 6. That is fine by me. That is totally reasonable. So I'm just going to like lessen the number of times I feed him during the night until eventually we just get our big stretch. So that's my sleeping update. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of the feedback I got with people who just are sleep experts. It's a tough one. It really is. It's hard to watch your baby cry. But thanks a lot. We all need sleep for our sanity. All right. If you like the Friday Favorites, New Girl, the Orzo, if you want that recipe, go over to the website. And then also I'll link to the Today's a Miracle t-shirt, the Don't Waste Your Motherhood shirt. I'll link to that as well in my Friday Favorites. It's been so fun being with you today. I like these because I feel like you get to know my personality a little bit more. I'm kind of dry in my interviewing role on my Tuesday episodes. So hopefully this is a way you can kind of get to know me a bit more. And I just love chatting with you. So thanks for listening and get excited for Tuesday's episode with Emily Ames. She is a great, great mom, dare I say extraordinary. And she has 4 kids and her most recent baby, Henry, when he was born a year ago, they discovered a heart defect and he needed immediate open heart surgery. So she shares her story with that and just the joy she finds in motherhood and the way that her perspective of motherhood shifted after that life-altering surgery and the way she parents is different with her whole, you know, with all of her children, not just her baby. So I know you're going to love that episode on Tuesday. So I hope everyone has a great week and a super weekend, and I will talk to you on Monday for Mom Talk Monday, and then bring you a whole new episode on Tuesday. Thanks for being with us on the Extraordinary Moms podcast. Just have an awesome day. Talk to you later.